From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council late Tuesday voted to condemn North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act. Koro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
The ambassador said he hopes the 15-member council will now follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, said China is working with other council members on a necessary response. On Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. President Donald Trump, for his part, said the message from the North was received loud and clear, saying that all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the U.S. think tank, the Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the current policy regarding transgender personnel already serving in the military will remain in place while the Pentagon studies how to implement President Donald Trump's directive to ban transgender troops. He said the priority will be determining what's best for combat readiness. The study will involve consultation with the Department of Homeland Security. This is VOA. President Donald Trump on Tuesday visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. He was joined by the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brent Long, in the hard-hit coastal city of Corpus Christi.
You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here.
Some Texas communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in the past several days. At least 17 people have died in storm-related incidents. Harvey is now expected to dump heavy rains on neighboring Louisiana, where Governor John Bel Edwards is closely monitoring the storm's path.
The storm is going to play out over the next 48 to 72 hours, and it has tremendous potential to continue to drop heavy amounts of water and to prevent people from going about their normal daily business in a safe manner.
Louisiana bore the brunt of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That storm killed 1,800 people. President Trump travels to the state of Missouri today to build support for his goal of reforming the country's tax code. Administration officials say the president will focus on explaining the need for tax reform, but not the specifics of a plan to do so, during a speech in the city of Springfield. Mr. Trump has in the past proposed cutting corporate tax rates from 35% to 15%. The UN Security Council is set to discuss violence in Myanmar today, where a crackdown against Rohingya Muslim insurgency continues. More than 100 people have been killed since Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, Tuesday denounced the violence in western Rakhine State.
Unfortunately, what we feared appears to be occurring. Decades of persistent and systematic human rights violations, including the very violent security responses to the attacks since October 2016, have almost certainly contributed to the nurturing of violent extremism, with everyone ultimately losing.
The International Organization for Migration said some 18,000 Rohingya Muslims have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh. Kenya's Supreme Court today heard closing arguments by lawyers for opposition leader Raila Odinga over this month's electoral victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga claims the vote was fraudulent and says the outcome was hacked. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.